This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chappie. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's the first of a triple header today here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We've got the Anna boys against National Trail. It is a district championship. At stake is a berth in the regional next Wednesday at the UD Arena.
The winner of this game would take on the Dayton Stivers Cincinnati Taft, Victor. The regional contest would be at 8 p.m. next Wednesday at the UD Arena. The other regional game at 6:15 would pit the winner of Versailles, Cincinnati Christian Hills Academy, Deer Park, West Milton. The game following this one here today at Vandalia Butler is the game between Deer Park and West Milton. The other two games, Stivers Taft, Versailles, and Cincinnati Christian Hills Academy, are at Northmont tonight. So the winner of game one doesn't play the winner of game two here at Vandalia Butler in the regional. The winner of this game today at noon between Anna and National Trail plays a winner at Northmont tonight. Dayton Stivers plays Cincinnati Taft. Pretty good looking regional setup. First, Anna Chuck has got to get by National Trail. Very potent team. 12-0 in the Cross County Conference. 12 wins, not a loss. I don't care if it's the CCC, which might be judged by a lot of people to be moderately strong at best, maybe a little on the weaker side than most leagues and conferences in the area. But nonetheless, wow. Unbeaten in league play, 21-3 overall in the year. An overtime setback to Versailles. How about that? A scant one-point loss to Brookville. A loss by five at Middletown Madison. Very good club, and that's it. Yep. Clean slate otherwise. And it's a team that is younger than Anna. It'll start a couple juniors and a soft Anna with five seniors. Interestingly enough, Anna will play another game here on this floor at Vandalia Butler, having played its entire sectional at Butler. National Trail competed in its sectional at Northmont before coming here today to take on Anna. So sort of a home court in that sense for Anna, National Trail's first appearance here at Vandalia Butler in the tournament.
Well, this is a tough shooting background, notoriously, and the fact that Anna's getting ready to play their fourth game here bodes well for them, at least in the outside shooting area. But National Trail's got a good basketball team. I have I talked to Carl Ratterman, who at Covington played them, and I was asking him about them, and he said that they're very talented. They run a few people at you, and he promises they won't quit. So
right.
This is going to be the most athletic team that they've played this year, playing against Anna.
Strength to schedule advantage, Anna. Experience advantage, Anna. Five seniors. Tournament experience among these seniors over the past few years, advantage Anna once again.
Well, it is. And I mean, I know it's a different sport, but you throw the football season in there too, and that is just a lot of confident athletes, whether it's a different sport or not. And Justin Murray, the last time we saw him play was against Minster, and that was he was just on fire. And if they can get that kind of performance out of him again today or during the tournament, they're going to be a tough out.
Oh, I'd agree, Chuck. I think Justin Murray's a key. He's got to handle big people on the inside. Not that he will outplay them game after game, but at 6'4", he's got to hold his own.
Yep.
He's gotten better and better and better as the season has progressed.
He has. And then Cam Stewart is one heck of a rebounder. He's 6'2", plays more like he's 6'5" on the inside. And then of course, then you talk about, you got Bixler, you got Huelskamp, those two young men, and Leininger. That is quite a perimeter trio for the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, speaking of that trio, Chuck, 75% free throw shooting, Isaac Leininger, 74% free throw shooting, Riley Huelskamp, 76% free throw shooting, Bart Bixler. It's a team which shoots free throws 76% in the first quarter, 76% in the fourth quarter of games. Last year, mid to upper 70s in the fourth quarter, game in, game out. It's a club which excels in pressure-packed situations at the free throw line and in fourth quarters.
Well, that's a confident team. We saw Jackson Center have to go to the wire last night because they couldn't make free throws in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Something you don't see Jackson Center do very often. But Anna, if they get a lead, if they get a nice lead on today early, I think it could be a long day for National Trail. But if National Trail can hang with them and get some confidence and get excited, you know, it's tough to play a noon game. They're not used to playing at 12 o'clock.
That's a good point. Well said. It was difficult for me to get up. Today, we are webcasting games number 16, 17, 18 here on scoresbroadcast.com in the last 11 days. We've never, ever had a tournament stretch this compact, this many games. We've got five programs in our purview,
right,
not counting Minster, which is in the Northwest Regional Final tonight. Not counting Minster, we still have five boys and girls programs in our marketing jurisdiction, so to speak, alive, and that doesn't count the Versailles boys.
No, and it's been a fun season, and Anna kind of ran away with the Shelby County League.
Right.
But boy, they took on number one Versailles at home, undefeated at the time, and just absolutely ran them off the floor in the fourth quarter. And that was not an upset. They're a better basketball team than Versailles.
Right. What a weekend that was for Anna, defeating Jackson Center on Friday and Versailles on Saturday. Anna now has won 13 of 14, 21-4 in the year, won the Shelby County League 11-1 mark. Probably would have been 12-0 had they been able to somehow maneuver that first Fort Loramie road game to later in the season. It was the first league game for Anna, still had the shoulder pads on. Fort Loramie played extremely well that night,
right,
and thumped the Rockets soundly. But that's Anna's only loss in the Shelby County League. Other setbacks by four to Ottoville, by a point to Minster on February 15th in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. So it's an Anna team that's well-tested. It's earned its 21-4 mark the hard way. Very stringent schedule.
Yeah, they play a tough schedule. They play, I mean, obviously Shelby County, and then they play the MAC. They have played much tougher opponents. They've been in high-pressure games. Not sure how many high-pressure games National Trail has been in this year.
Anna's very first game was on the road at New Bremen. We covered that on scoresbroadcast.com. That was before the loss to Fort Loramie. In fact, Anna began the campaign after football by going lost to New Bremen, beating New Knoxville at home, then a loss at Fort Loramie. That's how it opened up at 1-2. So since that point in time, Rockets are 20-2.
Unlike football, you can lose a couple of games early because everybody gets in the tournament.
Yeah,
so
that
makes a difference.
Right. Mike Harrison, head coach of National Trail. He's got a son who plays for this club, Chuck, and he is mighty, mighty good. He averages 20 points a game. Cameron Harrison, 6-foot junior guard, 77% free throw shooter, 47% shooter from behind the arc. Kind of reminds me of the numbers we talked about last night when we highlighted Colby Cross of Cedarville.
Yeah, and he didn't disappoint. A young man could play basketball, and he almost willed them to a upset win over Jackson Center last night.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, making possible this webcast here today on Scores, and two more later on. Anna girls take on Purcell at 3, regional championship. Webcast time, 2:45 p.m. on ScoresBroadcast.com. Then tonight, the Fort Loramie girls vie for a berth in the state Final Four in D4, just like the Anna girls are doing at 3 o'clock in D3. Fort Loramie meets upstart Cincinnati Country Day, 7:30 tip tonight, webcast time 7:15. As we go Vandalia Butler, then trek to Springfield, and come right back to Butler this evening. We've never done that on a tournament Saturday before in our history here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our underwriting sponsors, our main ones, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We salute Barker Insurance. Barker, number one. It is the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Starting lineups and the tip, and a National Trail District Championship Boys D3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Vandalia Butler. Very good crowd on hand for this game. Large sea of green and white across the way. Lower section, seven rows, one end zone to the other, filled to capacity with Anna fans, and four or five rows in the upper deck mezzanine across the way, also completely packed with Anna fans. The three rows up above on the ends, also filled with a lot of green and white. We are amidst the orange and white National Trail section. A lot of orange behind us. When you hear National Trail make a hoop, fans will go crazy. We might have a hard time talking over the National Trail people, but we are amidst them. We expect a very good game. National Trail, the visiting club, attired in the orange-white numbers. The Anna Rockets in the home white with green numerals and green trim. As we were saying before the national anthem, Mike Harrison, head coach of National Trail, he is a National Trail grad in 1990. He coached at Trail from 1995 to 2005, and then again from 2014 to the present. He was an assistant 2 years at Berlin College in between his stints at National Trail. As we mentioned, just three setbacks suffered by this National Trail team. A 63-60 loss to Versailles back in December. Cameron Harrison, the coach's son, as we noted earlier, pumped in his 1,000th point in that game for National Trail. Common opponents, West Liberty, Miami East, Anna, National Trail have beaten them both. Nothing to gain from that.
Yeah, well, comparative scores really don't mean much. It's going to be who handles the basketball better, who rebounds better, and who shoots free throws. They've scouted each other. Each team knows what the other one's going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Now can you stop what they want to try?
And beyond that, Chuck, a few members of both teams, National Trail and Anna, have played summer AAU ball together, so there is familiarity. They know each other on and off the court.
Yeah, they know each other's moves, and they know what to make the other guy laugh.
And you can make me laugh, too. Starting five for Anna being introduced, Isaac Leininger at guard, 6-foot senior, 9.5 points a game, 35% three-point shooter.
Justin Murray in the middle, 6'4 senior, 7.5 a game, 4.5 rebounds a game. Cam Stewart at forward, 6'2 senior, 9 points a game, 80% foul shooter, averaging 5 rebounds a game. Riley Hilskamp and Bart Bixler, the other two at guard. Hilskamp 9 a game, 74% at the stripe, 5'10 senior. Bart Bixler, 15.5 a game, 76% at the stripe, 32% on threes. He is a 5'11 senior. For National Trail, opening five. Out front at guard, Colton Tom, 6-foot senior, 4 points a game. Cameron Harrison, 6-foot junior, 20 points a game. Michael Leal at guard, 5'9 sophomore, 4 points a game. Up front, Zach Woodall, 6'5 senior, 14 a game. And Tyler Wetherington, 10.5 a game, 6'4 junior. Opening tip to start the game, won by Anna. Rockets have it to our left. Outside the arc, 25 feet away. The ball is bounced to Leininger. Leininger tries to go to work on Leal, can't do it. Cam Stewart comes out to catch. Now Hilskamp. Hilskamp at the point, high right, lost the ball, fumbled it, went back to midcourt to gather. Right corner, Stewart. Good. National Trail man-to-man defense. Here's Leininger entering the lane. Little soft floater, 8-footer, good.
Got into the teeth of the defense, elevated, and nice soft jumper.
Very good beginning for the Anna Rockets. Here's National Trail down the floor. Driving hard goes Leal, baseline left. He pulls up. Got it. Leal counters. We're tied at 2. Stewart, long throw down the floor. Has it. He drives in and puts it up and over the front iron for 2 more. 4-2, Anna. After the National Trail make, the Rockets pitched it 60 feet down the court. Long three-pointer, high left, Colton Toms, National Trail, overshot it. Strong rebound, Zach Woodall down inside. He overshoots. Rebound Murray, way down the floor to Bixler. Bixler stops and pops a three-pointer. Hard, great offensive rebound, Stewart, in and out on the shot. National Trail snatches the rebound. Four-court right, Woodall. Woodall on the dribble, 30 feet away. Hands it behind him to Leal. Leal now to Harrison. Harrison on the dribble. Outside the lane on the left, it's Cam Harrison. Fadeaway shot, bullseye. Harrison on the jumper. My mistake, it was 20, Woodall.
Woodall, yeah, he's 6'5", and he went up over Stewart that time.
And he can do it. He's got a couple 3-inch advantage. Baseline right, Murray available for Anna. Fadeaway up and over Woodall. It rattles out, no good. Rebound National Trail. Game tied at 4. Here's Harrison straight away with the ball. Outside the arc of the right to Colton Toms. Coming out to catch Zach Woodall. Ball whipped into the lane to Wetherington, back to the basket. Turns, pitches one up. It is bouncing away, no good. Rebound Leininger. Forecourt right to Bixler. He skips into the lane, hop, step, and a jump. He lays it up and in. Bixler in traffic, two taller men on him. He muscled hard to the iron and got it to fall.
That's what Bart Bixler does.
6-4, Anna in the lead, but 2. 5:15 left, opening quarter. Michael Leal on the arc. Steps inside the arc. Lets one go with the left hand. Short, no good. Rebound Anna. Leininger bolts down the floor. Held in the lane. Defensive foul. Neither one called. Scoops it with the right hand. Leininger. It trickles out. No good. Rebound National Trail. Trail's got the ball. Forecourt right. It's Wetherington, 25 feet away to Colton Toms. Toms sets the attack. Flips it back near side to Harrison. Back to the basket. Wetherington. Here's a long three-pointer. Harrison. Swish! He's got it. Oh, that's what he can do. 7-6 National Trail. Phenomenal three-point shooter. Approaches 50% on the year behind the arc. Cam Stewart tries one from downtown for Anna. Second pass in the forecourt. In and out. No good. Rebound National Trail. Harrison down the floor. Hilskamp tries to swipe it and smacks it out of bounds.
Well, Riley just got an idea of how deep Harrison can shoot it, so he's going to have to go out a little bit farther on him now.
7-6 Trail. Ball thrown into Toms outside the arc. Toms fakes left, goes right. Between the rings, Harrison got away with a push-off. Step back, long deuce, no, hit the heel. Rebound is popped up in the air, out of bounds off of Hanna. Baseline, left of the rim. Trail will throw in Harrison, the playmaker. Lobs into Woodall, right back to Harrison. Hand off to a teammate. Drive to the rim. Woodall got it for two. Well done. Out of bounds play. National Trail worked to perfection. 9-6. Trail by three over Anna. Left wing. Bart Bixler fakes right. Goes left. Over the taller Woodall. 7-footer. Got it. Bixler's gone in there among the trees twice and scored. 9-8. Trail by one. Leo, midcourt for National Trail. Picked up 40 feet away, but Bixler lost the ball, got it back. Bounce pass, high left to teammate Wethington. Ball entered into the lane to Woodall. Woodall hands off to Wethington. Wethington pivots, banks it in. Good shot, 8-footer. Kissed one in off the window.
Good footwork.
He's mobile. Wethington's goal makes it 11-8 Trail. Here's Huelskamp in the left corner for Anna. Tries to dart to the rim. Baseline. Beats resistance. Blocked. Taken away by Trail. Quickly down the floor. Harrison off balance in the lane. A lot of contact. Missed it. No good. Meanwhile, at midcourt, Bart Bixler went down for Anna. He pops up with a little bit of a gimpy leg. Meanwhile, National Trail went zippity-zip down the floor. Other direction. Leaving Bixler behind. Harrison was stopped in the lane by Anna, which fouled him. The shot didn't come close. But the excellent free throw shooter at 77% on the year toes the line and drops in the first one to give Trail a 12-8 lead.
Well, they got away with one filthy screen out there with a forearm to the face that three officials missed.
Yep. Second shot, Harrison, lotter rim, kerplunk, it falls in. 13-8, Trail by five. Nice little streak here by National Trail, 7 points in a row. Outside the arc, high left, Leininger for Anna. Now to Bixler, 25 feet away. Bart fakes right, goes left into the lane. Leaves it off behind him for Stewart. Oh, nice pass, low post right to Huelskamp, in traffic. Goes into Wethington, up and over him. He banks it home. Huelskamp and Bixler have made points on the inside for Anna so far. 13-10, Trail leads. Here's a drive down the floor. All the way to the rack goes Leal. Blocked away by Murray. Anna's got it 3-on-2. Down to Huelskamp. On the arc to Bixler. Probes the middle. Gives to Stewart left side. Long two-pointer. Swish! Basket by Stewart of Anna. 17-footer. 13-12, Trail leads. Anna coming back with four in a row. Here's Cameron Harrison at midcourt, number four on his back. Bright orange uniforms for Trail. Chuck, I love them. Woke up my eyes this morning. Oh, here's a great play. Fine assist. Well done. Colin Everman in off the bench, a 6'1 senior. Found Woodall open on the block. Easy catch and score. And the lead for Trail expands back to three. Stewart retaliates for Anna. Half hook shot right in front. Good.
That was nice. A tough shot.
Woo, well done by Stewart. He went up hard with the right hand. Left shoulder was facing the rim. And he arched it in there. Boy, Cam Stewart has come on like gangbusters. This young man has really improved. 15-14, Trail. Trail enters the lane. It's Woodall. Throws the left flank to Everman. Anna deflects. It goes out of bounds.
Well, they had a good defensive series going, but I think the guy on top forgot to start counting.
Anna's done a good job, Chuck, here in the first quarter, getting into the lane, making some close-in baskets.
Right. Well, they shot a couple threes that didn't go, so it's a good move in getting inside.
Here's Toms. Here's Woodall. High right for Trail. Good matchup there. Stewart on him. Baseline drive. Woodall pulls up on the arc to Wethington. Foul line to Harrison. Open 15-footer. He bangs it in. 17-14 Trail. Anna throws over the top of Trail's pressure. A long one down the floor eludes Stewart. It goes out of bounds. 49 ticks left on the clock. Late first quarter. 17-14 Trail by three. National Trail 21-3 on the year, 12-0 in the Cross County Conference. Only losses to Versailles in overtime Brookville by 1, Madison by 5. Behind the back dribble by Colton Toms into the lane. Ball dumped down low on the left to Harrison. He got position on Leininger and scored with the left hand. 19-14 trail. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Dashing into the lane goes Bixler. Off balance, awkward shot. Wow, it's good. It counts, and a foul. Bart Bixler, like a young man possessed. 5'10", 5'11", maybe more like 5'8", 5'9". But he's gone up against 6'4", and 6'4", in the lane area here in the first quarter. What's he got, Chuck, in the way of points?
Well, if he hits his free throw, he'll have 7. I certainly can't argue with Aiden Riker, the player of the year. But if you're talking about the most valuable player, I think we just saw him shoot a free throw.
Free throw, Bixler, in and out, no good. Long rebound, Leininger, way off to the right on the three. Oh, what a follow. Masteller in off the bench. Isaiah Masteller with a great stick back. He came out of nowhere, gliding through the air, and punched it in off the window. Following up on Stewart's miss. 5 seconds to go, first quarter. Step back, long two-pointer. Harrison, 18-footer at the buzzer. It's good! What a shot by Harrison. Oh, we've got a great game here today. National Trail, 21, Anna, 18. First one to 80 will win it on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
It takes great pride in covering your Anna Rockets and National Trailblazers.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Anna trailing 21-18 after 8 minutes of play. National Trail on fire. Cam Harrison is outstanding. And I love the inside play of Zach Woodall. Woodall and Harrison are complemented by a trio of good athletes as well. And this is going to be a real scrap right down to the finish, Chuck. And I expect the last couple possessions will decide this contest.
Well, it's going to be a game of runs. You got to try to limit the other teams as much as you can.
Colton Toms has the ball for National Trail. We kick off play in the second quarter. Ball thrown to the post of Wethington. Back to Woodall, deep right corner. 25 feet away, it's Harrison. Harrison fakes left, goes right. Behind him to another three-point shooter. It's jacked up there by Woodall, way short. Rebound, Hulskamp. Down the floor to Bixler. Hits the trailer, Leininger. Spots up, shoots the three, way off to the left. Rebound jerked down by Harrison. Here he comes over the timeline. Trying to guard him is Hulskamp. Flicked away by Hulskamp. Into the hands of Masteller. Shake and bake, down the lane, to the rack, no good. Rebound, Hulskamp, he's clobbered. Don't think it's in the act of shooting.
No.
21-18 trail. We played 46 seconds here in the second quarter. Common foul, baseline left. Hulskamp will throw in. Ball lobbed into Bixler. Stewart, high right. Right corner, Isaiah Masteller. Masteller in there, 6'2 junior. Spelling Murray for the moment. Masteller weaving at the elbow, right flank. Cross court, Leininger gets a screen from Stewart, can't shoot, bounces to Cam, left corner. He bullies his way into the lane, can't shoot it either. Now to Hulskamp, he fights into the lane, dumps it back out to Bixler on the arc. 6:45 to go, second quarter, 21-18, trail over Anna. Long three ball by Stewart, got it, wow! Cam Stewart has become a pretty proficient outside shooter.
And he's matched Harrison, 9 points each.
What a game for Stewart here at the start. 6:26 to go in the second quarter of play. We're even up at 21. Damp spot on the floor just below the trail foul line being mopped up by the officials. Gives us an opportunity to let you know all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. Tonight, Saturday, the pork chop special. Don't miss it. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. plus many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, roasted chicken. Carl Ahrens, the owner, creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. Enjoy that new late-night menu. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, on the web, Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com. Here's a drive in Asheville Trail. Turkey jerky move down the lane. Up and in, Michael Leal. Here comes Anna Pellmell. Yulskamp to the rack. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebounding foul, Anna.
Yeah, he had no chance at that. My goodness. Woodall got that ball and slid 16 feet with it on the ground with no travel call.
23-21, National Trail by two over Anna. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. High-scoring tilt. Masteller picks up Woodall at midcourt. On the bounce, he veers down the right side. Chest-to-chest is Masteller. Ball thrown to Wethington. Hands off to Leal, who scoops it up in the lane. It rolled off. No good. Long rebound, Anna. Masteller down the floor. Guns a three. It bangs off the back rim. Finkenbein on the floor now for Anna. He tracks down the rebound, but saves it to a National Trail player. It's Michael Leal, who is fouled from the backside. Nice. 23-21. National Trail by two over Anna. 5:26 to go here in the second quarter.
I don't see a lot of separation. I think this is going to go down to the wire.
I think so too, Chuck. A photo finish. Last couple possessions will determine the outcome. Leal inbounds. Left corner Harrison. He's doubled. Almost rose up and shot the short corner one. Two men hanging on him. Decided better. Threw it outside to Leal. Right wing to a teammate. Wyatt House in off the bench. Guns a long one. Air ball out of bounds. 42% three-point shooter is House. 6 foot soft. 3 points a game. In off the bench. That was a misfire. And Anna will bring it down. Trailing 23-21. Tell you what, Chuck. Bench depth will be a key. These clubs are somewhat winded.
Yeah, I think so. They're going up and down the floor like crazy.
A frenetic pace to this game. Tied at 23. Just under five to play second period. Finkenbein on the floor for Anna. McCain Finkenbein, a six-foot sophomore. Yulskamp's got it 30 feet away. Now Bixler, deep right corner. He spins into the lane area. Little fadeaway shot from 10. Off the flange. Rebound Harrison. Here come the men in orange. Harrison, oh, a late shovel. Off to Wethington. Missed the five-footer. Good assist. Quick bounce pass down the floor by Anna. Fumbled by Finkenbein. Picked up by Bixler. His eight-footer. Bank rolled off. Rebound. National Trail. Pell-mell the other way. Driving baseline right. Woodall to the cup. Good! Zach Woodall, outstanding maneuver. Anna can fast break it. So can Trail. 25-21. Anna down four. 4:22 left, second quarter. On Scores, broadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. We specialize in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retcher Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years experience among our current people, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. Chuck, looks like a zone defense from Trail.
Yeah, they changed it up.
Here's a long three-pointer outside the arc on the left, but Finkenbein after the end of timeout. It is no good, but the rebound is bobbled out of bounds by Trail.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to just perimeter pass and settle for threes against that zone.
Ball inbounded to Murray. He sets a screen, hands it off to Yulskamp. He launches from distance, no good. Rebound down to Trail. Here they come, forecourt right, it's Toms. Back to Harrison. Long three-pointer short. Rebound saved in play by Finkenbein of Anna to Yulskamp. He sprints down the left side. Foul by Toms of Trail.
Well, we've only watched about a quarter and a half. But when Harrison has an open look at a three, you're surprised when it doesn't go in.
Right. And when he has some semblance of an opening to shoot, that ball's out of his hands.
Well, he does a great job of getting into the lane and in addition. He's a good basketball player.
25-21, National Trail by four. 3:24 left first half. Lower scoring second quarter than first. These two clubs got a bit tired right away. Straightaway three ball by Bixler. Not enough legs into that shot. It's short. Rebound in the lane by Murray. Murray puts it up on the back rim. One, two, three hops, and it bounces in there.
That's Murray's first basket.
Fielder by Murray of Anna. Rockets needed that. The lead for Trail is two. 25-23. Ball rotated high right to Cameron Harrison. He spins into the lane. Goes to Woodall. Woodall against Leininger. Up and under. That's easy. It rolls around the rim four times and goes down through the cylinder. What a play by Woodall. Took advantage of the mismatch. 27-23 Trail. Here's Finkenbein. High left. Deep left corner. Yulskamp. On the bounce against Harrison. Yulskamp is doubled. Goes to Leininger. Fakes the three. Baseline. Doubled again. And then two men leave him, and he lays it in off the window.
I'm not sure what they were doing defensively. Nice play by Leininger.
2:21 to go, second quarter. 27-25, Trail up two. Midcourt, Woodall for Trail. Leininger guards him again, this trip down. Here's Harrison, one-on-one against Yulskamp. Fall away, baseline right. Bobble the ball as he was shooting, way short.
As a four,
rebound,
as a
Finkenbein, up ahead to Yulskamp. Around one man, another, to the rack. Good! And a foul. Tied up at 27.
Had a four shot down there. He did.
Anna took advantage of the miss by Harrison. Away the Rockets went on a three-on-two break. Yulskamp on the finish. And at the stripe, it's Riley shooting a foul shot for the lead. We're tied at 27. Free throw, Yulskamp in the air, got it. 28-27, Anna up one. Five straight for the Rockets. In backcourt, on the bounce, it's Woodall. Oh, he goes over and back. The referee missed it.
He didn't have the ball in the forecourt.
Outside the arc to the right, it's Leal. Errant pass into the lane, stolen by Yulskamp. Fakes right, goes left. A beauty down the lane.
Oh.
Two more. Timeout Trail. Seven straight by the Rockets, who lead it 30-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got plans this Friday night? The hottest bar in town is now serving up the ultimate seafood selection.
That's right. Frisch's Ultimate Seafood Bar is packed with dozens of sizzling seafood and sides, like our crunchy battered whitefish, popcorn shrimp, steamed broccoli, and new crab cakes. It's Friday's hottest bar scene. Or come in every day for new shrimp and cheddar grits or our meat-free Impossible Big Boy.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
But Chuck, National Trail led at the end of the opening quarter, right? The three?
21-18.
And since then, Anna on a 12-6 spurt. In fact, Anna's dropped in six in a row. 30-27 Rockets, or I should say a seven straight by Anna. National Trail led a minute 25 ago by a count of 27-23 over the Rockets, who have struck for seven consecutive. Here's Colton Toms in backcourt, having a hard time against Bixler. Does work it up and over the timeline to Woodall. Woodall high right, lining her on him. They look inside for Wethington. Now spin move Harrison, baseline right. He wants to go one-on-one no matter what. Into the lane, can't shoot. Flips it behind him to a teammate. It's Wethington, long three, banged off the back iron, board to Leininger of Anna. Outside the arc of the left to Yulskamp. 58 seconds to go here in the first half. Anna trying to close the half on a fine run and enter the locker room with an advantage. Yulskamp 25 feet away, now to Finkenbein. Right wing, it goes to Bixler. Deep right corner, Leininger. Leininger hangs on. Now Bixler picked up by Leal. High post, Murray. Behind him, Woodall. 37 seconds to go in the half. In the lane, Bixler. Real awkward fadeaway from 14.
Woo! It's what he does.
What a shot by Bixler around the rim three or four times. I don't think I've ever seen a fadeaway shot like that. He had the right shoulder facing the rim.
Yeah, he didn't get fully square, but nope. He's a good athlete.
Then he had the left shoulder facing the rim. He was really cockeyed. Made it. 9 seconds to go in the half. Driving down the lane all the way to the rim. Woodall for two. 4 seconds left. Yulskamp stops and pops a three. It is short, no good, and the first half ends. Well, National Trail got the last field goal to close the first half to stop a streak during which National Trail went 2 minutes and 40 seconds without scoring. But Anna owns a three-point bulge at the break, 32-29, after being down 27-23 in that second quarter of play. Well, love the basketball. Don't need a shot clock in this one.
No.
No chance for this game to include any kind of delay tactics. Maybe at the end of a quarter, but that's it. These two clubs push it, and they run and gun down the floor. Two extremely talented Division III programs. Anna with a slight advantage, 32-29 here at the break. Don't forget, coming up at 2:45 this afternoon, Anna girls meet Purcell Marion in a girls Division III regional championship game. Then tonight at 7:15 on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls tangle with Cincinnati Country Day in a girls Division IV regional championship game. Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard all about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. That's the Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557. A qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair priced just right. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. We're at the break. Anna by three over National Trail. Chuck?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't prepared. Anna has a 14-10 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Each team valued the ball very well in the first half. Two for Anna turnovers, three for National Trail. Trail went to the free throw line twice, made them both. Anna went twice, made one. Individual scoring for National Trail. Zach Woodall, not a one-man team. He's outstanding. He has 10. Cameron Harrison has 9, scored all those in the first quarter. They got 4 from Leal, 4 from Wetherington, and 2 from House. They scored 21 and then 8 in the second half. For Anna, they were led by Cam Stewart with 9, Bart Bixler with 8, Riley Hulskamp with 7, 4 from Leininger, 2 each from Murray and Masteller. They scored 18 and 14 and led it 32-29 at the half.
Chuck, as you so appropriately said a couple of times earlier, it's going to be a game of runs. Whoever's got the last run and owns the last few possessions of the game will likely win it. It's going to be a scramble, a squeeze, tight. More than likely, a photo finish right down to the very wire.
Yeah, no, it's a very balanced basketball game. Both teams have a lot of talent out there. It's been a fun first half.
Yeah, these are Sweet 16 quality Division III programs.
Absolutely.
A shame they've got to compete here in a district title game.
Yep, well, it's going to get tougher.
Oh, yeah, indeed, after this one. That's our halftime report here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months,
thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine,
keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Anna did well, Chuck, in that second quarter to restrict National Trail to 8 points. Meanwhile, Anna scored 14, wiped out a three-point first quarter deficit to lead by three as we enter the second half.
Well, they held Harrison. They held him scoreless in the second quarter.
There you go.
But Woodall stepped up, scored six for him. That kid's really a basketball player around the rim. What Anna got going, though, was they got the running game going, and
that
is what got them their three-point lead there at the half.
And as you have said, Harrison's got help. This offensive trail has got a lot of punch.
Well, you got Huelskamp on him, and that's not an easy thing for Huelskamp. That's not an easy thing for Harrison either. Huelskamp is every bit as quick as he is. So they're running a lot of screens for him. I think that they'll probably go back to him, try to get him off rolling in the third quarter. We'll see how it goes.
Thanks so much to Local Equipment here on ScoresBroadcast.com as Anna leads National Trail 32-29, about a minute away from the start of the third quarter. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the world. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. And the present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982. And here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Local is pleased to promote scholarship and academic success. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to the support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. And we recognize seniors for their success in class and on the court here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks very much to Local for highlighting this segment on ScoresBroadcast.com. A rebuilding job of sorts, facing 9-year head coach Nate Barhorst next year for Anna. Rockets have a number of seniors on this team. They are recognized by Local Equipment, Isaac Leininger, Justin Murray, Cameron Stewart, Riley Hulskamp, and Bart Bixler. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors. Thanks so much to Local, a Scores founding sponsor. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Anna Rockets have the ball to start the third quarter, leading by a scant 3, 32-29. Ball inbounded by the Rockets, goes to Murray in the post. Works on Woodall. Works leans in. Arches one up high off the glass. No good. Good. Rebound by Woodall of Trail.
Yeah, that's not a very good shot.
Nope. Woodall hindered the shot from Murray down low. It wasn't close. Woodall was in position to jerk down the board. Here's National Trail outside the arc on the left. Ball put on the deck by Wethington. Hop step and a jump. Banks it in from 10 feet. Might have gotten away with a slight walk. Probably a good no call.
Yeah, I think it was a decent jump stop. Nice strong move.
32-31. Anna's lead is 1. 4 straight points now by Trail, overlapping the second and third quarters. We played 50 seconds here in the second half. Bixler outside the arc on the left of Hulskamp. To Leininger, left corner Stewart. Stewart goes to work on Wethington in the lane. A little looper, one-hander. Wow! Cam Stewart has become quite an offensive
threat.
Yes,
he certainly has. He's got 11 now.
25 feet away, Harrison for National Trail. On top to Wethington. Three-point launch around the rim and out. Easy rebound, Hulskamp. Long throw, Bixler. Pulls up, banks it off the side of the glass. We've got a couple of bodies jammed together inside. No foul called. Out of bounds off Trail.
Well, Anna's starting to beat Trail back after on missed shots at the other end. They're going to have to adjust to that.
Hulskamp to Bixler. Straight away, Murray. Back to Bart on the arc, high left. He wants to go. Little jab step. Doesn't shoot. Doesn't drive. Gives to Hulskamp. He does drive to the cup. No good, but a foul. It hit the back iron. Kicked away. Almost a hoop and an add one. But a couple freebies here for Hulskamp.
Say hi to Brian Albers, listening to us from Fort Loramie today. We'll see him tonight when he comes here for the Loramie girls.
Foul number 2 on Harrison of Trail. Free throw, Hulskamp. Yes. 35-31, 4-point lead, Anna. Anna excels at the stripe, especially in second halves of games. This one missed by Hulskamp. Rebound, baseline right. Murray tried to put up the short corner jumper, and he was whacked on the arm. Murray to the stripe for Anna. 35-31, Rockets up 4. 6:29 left in the third. It's Bixler. It's Leininger, it's Murray, it's Stewart, it's Hulskamp for Anna. Foul shot, Murray, swish. The same 5 who began the game on the floor for Trail. Colton Toms, Cameron Harrison, Michael Leal, Zach Woodall, Tyler Wethington. Second shot, Murray, he buries it. Anna's got its biggest lead, 6, 37-31. 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. Racing up the floor is Woodall for Trail at midcourt. Looks for Harrison. Harrison's covered. Almost a 5-second count. Hand off to Leal. Now to Colton Toms. Now Harrison. 25 feet away. Goes to work on Uhlskamp. Laterals to Toms. They're still in the arc. Now to Michael Leal. Bixler picks him up. Trails offense forced way out high. Here's Toms. Wants to drive. Goes baseline. Hand off to Wethington through the lane. Running one-hander. Lift the rim. Rebound Stewart. Outlet to Bixler. Trail gets back. Bixler pulls up. Doesn't shoot. Here's a drive into the lane, but Bart on the arc to Uhlskamp. Baseline left to Murray. Oh, he lost it. Right into the lap of Woodall. Woodall staggers down the floor, darts into the lane, got away with a walk, missed the shot. Rebound baseline Trail on the arc to Leal. Now to Harrison. 25-footer, Cameron Harrison way short. Rebound Stewart, long pitch down to Bixler. Bixler against Harrison. Oh, Bart looked like he, whoa, my. He was leveled, no foul. Trail the other way. Layup Woodall, good. How in the world, Chuck, did the officials miss that?
They missed three calls in the last two possessions.
Bart Bixler was obliterated. Should have been a two-shot situation. Trail got 2 points the other way. Timeout, 5:16 left in the third. Anna up four on scores.broadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at the SAC, the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler, officiating in the last moment. Quite loose. Really bad travel on Woodall. Missed on his drive to the rim. Prior to that, Bart Bixler was slammed to the floor. I mean, he was walloped. Should have been shooting two free throws, no call.
They should have left this crew in the sectional. They're not ready to do a district game.
Yep, the officiating up to the last moment has been pretty good, but Anna got the raw end of the previous 20 seconds or so. Still a four-point lead, Rockets. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Leininger posts up. He goes to work, and he misses a turnaround J from 8 feet. He had good position on Michael Leal. It rolled around the rim four times, came out. Leininger, though, was tagged on the elbow as he released it, and he's at the stripe for two. Isaac pushes it up and in. Isaac Leininger, a 75% foul shooter, 9.5 points a game. Annaba 5, 38-33, 5:05 to go third quarter.
Well, that was a kind of a tough call on Leal because I thought he stayed straight up, and the contact was initiated by the shot in, which you're going to probably get that call a
yes,
lot.
Yep, you sure are. Anna getting to the stripe often here in the second half, Chuck.
Yeah, this will be the sixth free throw of the third quarter.
And Leininger's got them both. Three team fouls already on Trail, none on Anna. Actually, should be four on Trail. That one call was omitted. In backcourt, Woodall having difficulty. Leininger nearly swiped it. Double team comes. Fed up over the timeline to Colton Toms. Knocked away from behind, but Finkenbein. It's loose on the deck. Who's got it? Scrum for it. Orange shirt. White shirt. Good sportsmanship by Riley Uhlskamp of Anna as he helps up Elijah Hughes, a 6'1" senior in off the bench for National Trail. Jump ball resulted. Arrow favors Trail, which is down six. 4:48 to go third quarter. Top of the circle, Colton Toms on the bounce. Now Woodall comes out high. He's a very good driver. Fine footwork, 6'5 senior. There he goes, barges down the right side of the lane, shut off, picks up his dribble. Bad pass, Finkenbein on the pick. Finkenbein out in front, Finkenbein to the rack. 2 points. McCain Finkenbein on the overplay. The double team for Anna worked. Rockets ahead by eight, 41-33. Here's a steal, backcourt, Bixler. Bixler to the rim. He's smeared from behind. Two free throws coming. Bart Bixler has really taken some punishment in the third quarter.
He always takes punishment. Doesn't matter what sport.
Timeout, National Trail. Head coach Harrison feeling like this might be getting away from him. Anna's got a couple foul shots coming up eight halfway through the third quarter on scores.broadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make their region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Free throws for Bart Bixler, a couple foul shots for Bart. Just over four to play in the third. Anna in the lead by eight. Anna trailed after a quarter, 21-18. Free throw Bixler way off. Yep, Anna, since the end of the first period, has outscored National Trail to the tune of what, Chuck?
23-12.
Yep, 23-12, almost doubled the point total. Foul shot, Bixler is bouncing off. Rebound, Woodall. Very rare, Bixler unable to make one. Missed them both. Steal, midcourt, Anna. Bixler back against Woodall. Layup, no good. Oh, what a rebound! What a rebound! Cam Stewart playing like a man possessed here today. Phenomenal game for Cam Stewart. Great board by him. Wow. Superb by Stewart. Anna up 10. 3:47 to go, third quarter. Cam Harrison bullies his way into the lane. Off balance, Jay. Yes, yes, foul, Anna. Right back comes Harrison for Trail.
I'll tell you what, he initiated the contact. Very smart play by Harrison, because they're going to call that on the defense every time.
Splendid move by Harrison. Big field goal for Trail, which had gone down by 10 at 43-33. At about the 3:50 mark in the third, Harrison lips the rim on the free throw. Anna snatches the board. Cam Stewart up the floor to Uhlskamp. Right now, the difference maker in this game, Cam Stewart for Anna.
Yeah, absolutely.
Far left side, Linear. Linear between the rings, 3:26 to go in the third. Anna ahead by 8, 43-35. Ball dropped down in the block to Leininger. Fadeaway 10-footer. Tried to shoot it over Leal. Rebound deflected. Anna can't reel it in. Out of bounds to Trail. Anna Rockets trying to position Leininger in the short corner mid-range against Leal.
That was not a good attempt that time.
Up shot failed. Rebound off the Rockets. Here comes Trail down the floor. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Anna up 8 on the arc, Woodall, 25 feet out. Weaves it on the play to Harrison. Uhlskamp tries to hedge and get in between Woodall and Harrison and cracks into Cameron. That's a common foul.
That's his third foul. That's scary a little bit for him.
Harrison's got two. Uhlskamp's got three. Quickly. Woodall in the post, back to the basket. A flop by Anna, spin move, field goal, Woodall, up and good.
That's a really good no call.
2:51 to go here in the third. Four straight points by Trail. 43-37, Anna with six. Bixler on the arc to Leininger. Left corner, Uhlskamp, around the screen. Adam McCain thinking by him for three. Oh, it lipped the rim, it curled around and came off. Good luck, he was open. Was on the money, just wouldn't stay in. Rebound Trail, chance to cut it now to three or four. Here's Woodall, high right, on the bounce against Finkenbein. Harrison, Bixler on him, back to Woodall. Leininger on the switch. Woodall puts it on the deck. Gets a screen, goes foul line to Harrison. Got away with steps, no call. Step back three, Harrison, way short. Put back in the lane, it's good! What a play by Leal. Michael Leal got the moderately long rebound about 9 feet away and dropped in a left-hand push shot. He was surprised. It came right to him. He finished it. 43-39. Anna before. Uhlskamp muscles. Left-hand shot from 7 feet. No, but he's flattened. He got pushed to the ground. A couple free ones here for Uhlskamp. Six straight points by Trail. A minute 49 to go in the third. Anna up four.
Well, they had to take Riley off of Harrison, and they put Bixler on him.
Two free throws, Riley Uhlskamp. First one,
short, back rim, good. It fell through. Riley had to kind of use body language to get that one to sink. Second shot, Huelskamp right there. Two free throws, Huelskamp, after a pair were missed by Bixler. 45-39, Anna up six. A minute 46 to go in the third. Here's Harrison, Bixler on him, top of the circle. Harrison threw a shoulder into him, no call. On the arc, it's Woodall, 30 feet away, right back to Harrison. Harrison on a weave to Leal, back to Harrison. Now Woodall, 25 feet up, motions for Harrison to go to the block. Good hedge out high by Finkenbein. Woodall retreats to center court. A minute 22 to go in the third. Anna up 6, 45-39. Harrison goes back door. He's not open. Woodall, fadeaway shot. Baseline left. Headset. Zach Woodall connects. 45-41. He's a tough customer.
He's good. He is good.
At 6'5", hard to guard. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Anna ahead before. Finkenbein. 25 feet away. Now Leininger against Leal. Enters the lane area. Running one-hander, Leininger makes it. Timeout, Anna. Good one-on-one play. Leininger versus Leal. Anna scores. 52.9 to go in the third. Anna head by six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, thank you so much. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sidney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Well, after the Anna timeout, Nashville Trail took it the length of the court in a heartbeat, long pass to Woodall. He missed a crowded layup near the rim. Fans thought Nashville Trail knocked it out. Anna people across the way upset. Ball awarded to Trail, baseline left. Couldn't get a good view of that one, Chuck.
I didn't see who touched it.
46.6 to go here in the third quarter. This, Chuck, one of our top three, four most entertaining games of the year.
It's entertaining as heck.
Yep, here's Woodall, top of the circle. Foul line, fadeaway 17-footer, bingo! Zach Woodall is a man.
He's got 18.
47-43, Anna before. Half minute to go, third quarter. Finkenbein on the arc. They spread the floor. Finkenbein enters the lane. Left corner, Leininger. High arching three. Swish! Leininger. Big bucket for Anna. Long one by Leininger.
Absolute.
Five straight by him, Chuck.
I'll tell you, Finkenbein found him in the corner. Nice play.
Good assist by McCain. 12 seconds to go, third quarter, and up seven. Woodall to Leal. Woodall, 30 feet away. They spread the floor. He wants to drive. Herky-jerky into the lane. Off balance. Dumps it low on the left to a teammate. Wide open player, low right. Buzzer beater. Good! Colton Everman, the 6'1 senior, concluded the play. He got the third pass eventually and laid it through. Anna 50, Trail 45 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Jerem in Rushi, Ohio is the jewelry barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our jewelry barn is quite unique. The jewelry barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the jewelry barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley.
We're so pleased to be on the web online thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings, treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. He'll work with you one-on-one, develop a customized treatment program for you, and a home plan as well. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Anna's got the ball to start the fourth, up five, 50-45. Lanier ahead of the key, foul line, picks up his dribble on the arc to Hulskamp. Now Finkenbein, 25 feet away. Right back to Riley. He muscles in the lane. Uh-oh, offensive foul. Yep, good call. He used that elbow, fended off. Leal knocked him down. Foul four on Hulskamp. He's got to sit for at least 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, Isaiah Smastheller has had a nice season. He's very streaky. They need him to come out here and have a fourth quarter.
And play solid defense for sure. 50-45, Trail in the lead, or I should say Ann in the lead by five. Trail throws it away on the inbounds. It's Masteller driving, scoring!
There you go.
Masteller off the bench, answers. What a response by Anna. Take away at midcourt, Masteller concludes it with two.
Right on cue.
52-45, Anna by seven. 7-12 left in the fourth. Woodall, top of the circle against Masteller. Now he's doubled. Stewart helps. Ball thrown foul line to Colton Toms. Now to Harrison. Oh, big time moving screen by Toms. You could spot that one from outside the gym. Annaba 7, yep. 7:03 left in the fourth. Except for that one little flurry, Chuck, in the first half. When a couple of calls were...
I rescind my... they should have stayed in the sectional. They did a nice job except for that one little flurry. You're right.
Yes. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. 52-45, Anna. Hulskamp on the bench with four fouls. Finkenbein and Masteller seeing a lot of duty right now for Anna. Murray not on the floor as well. Outside the arc on the right, it's Masteller. Keep in mind, 16 fouls on Trail. Anna's in the bonus. Here's Leininger squeezing his way into the lane. A good reach in. A good reach in by Colton Toms of National Trail. He causes a jump ball, and it's Trail's possession. Fine defense. Fine defense by Trail. 6.5 to go in the game. Anna's lead is 7. It's not real comfortable. Anna's been up by as many as 10. Trail quickly worked that down to 4 in the third quarter. Here's Harrison. Anna's done a good job on him the last 10 or 12 minutes. Baseline left, Wethington. Hooking foul from the backside by Leininger of Anna. It's common. 4 on the Rockets. 6:16 left in the fourth.
That's Isaac's first foul, so he's not in any trouble.
Nope. Anna 52, Trail 45. Ball pitched in, top of the circle. Woodall against Stewart. Quick pass, baseline left to a teammate. Five-footer laid up by Wethington. Oh, he blew it.
Man.
He had a gimme, point blanker, a cripple. It crawled off the rim.
I thought Woodall, so he only gave it up for about a two-foot better shot.
Yes.
Come on, gotta get some effort.
Big shot missed by Trail. Anna up 7 with the ball. Outside the arc on the left, Bixler. Huge possession here. Masteller, 25 feet away. He and Stewart, two-man game, right side of the floor. Cross court to Finkenbein. He launches a three, hit the rim, off the clock above the backboard. Nobody saw it. Rebound to Trail. There goes Harrison, down the floor, streaking to the rim. Overshot it. Rebound Anna. Long throw to Stewart. Stewart, great catch and a score! Wow, what a play.
Looked like a touchdown to me.
My goodness gracious. 60-foot pass by Bixler. Steal, midcourt, Finkenbein. Anna feeling good right now. Here's Masteller, forecourt right. Anna up 9. Big miss on the driving layup by Harrison at the other end.
And boy, what a pass down to Stewart for the basket.
Here's Masteller, baseline left. Left corner 3 by Anna. Swish! Wow! Leininger lined one up, buried it. 24-footer, 12-point lead, Anna Rockets' biggest. 5 minutes to go in the game on scores, broadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Chuck, a quick summary of scoring. Who's hot right now?
Well, right now, you got Leininger's got 14. He scored 10 of them here in the second half. You got 15 out of Stewart. You got 10 out of Huelskamp, who's sitting now with four fouls. Bickler's got 8. And then they got 4 out of Justin Murray early in the game. And Masteller, he came in. We talked about him. He needed to step out. Very first play, gets to the rim, gives them 2. I think right now Stewart and Leininger are absolutely taking the game over.
Yep, Isaac's come on like gangbusters. Stewart's been rock solid all afternoon for Anna. As Chuck noted, Huelskamp on the bench with 4. At this point, Chuck, up a dozen. You don't bring him back in until it is absolutely necessary.
Yep.
Here comes Harrison, midcourt. Boy, he's been stymied the last 2 quarters.
Yeah, he scored 2 points after that 9-point first quarter.
Outside the arc, high left, it's Colton Toms for National Trail. Here's Harrison, 25 feet away, picked up by Bixler. On him like glue. Into the right corner, Harrison can't shake Bart. Gives it back to Woodall. Stewart's got him. They spread the floor for Woodall. 25 feet away, 20 feet away, 15 feet away. Fadeaway shot. Bingo!
Wow.
He's dynamite. Zach Woodall.
He's got 20.
57-47, Anna by 10. 4:20 left, fourth quarter. Masteller flips it back near side to Finkenbein. Darts into the lane. Right corner, Stewart. Back to Bixler. We near the 4-minute mark. 16 fouls on Trail. No reason to shoot a bad one. Oh, Stewart on a drive. Down the lane to the rack. Lays it on the rim. Defensive goaltending by Wethington or Woodall. 2 points, Stewart. How many now for Cam?
Cam's got 17.
Great game by Stewart.
Oh, he put the ball on the floor. He was by him, and somebody reached up through the net and tipped the ball back out.
Terrific contest for Cam Stewart of Anna, which is on top but 12 again. 59-47. The clock creeps under 4. Harrison, midcourt. Bixler and Huelskamp have done pretty good jobs on him. Here's Bixler trying to guard Harrison. He darts into the lane, rises up, hack on the play, but Bixler, as he nicked the wrist of Harrison, who's awarded 2 free ones with 3:54 to go here in the fourth.
Well, they had Huelskamp on Harrison. It's not really a step down to put Bixler on him.
Free throw Harrison in and out. He's missed a couple of the strike.
3. He's missed 2 in a row now after making these first 2.
Nearly an 80% foul shooter, 50% on the day. Second foul shot, Harrison in the air. Yes. 59-48, Anna. Midcourt, it is McCain Finkenbein. Dribbling, head of the key, hand off to Leininger. Splits a couple defenders to Stewart. Layup, good! Leininger made a couple of players drift toward him. Great bounce pass to Stewart. Harrison dashes into the corner, out of control. Lost it! 3-on-2, Anna. Stewart, Masteller to the rim. No, foul against National Trail. Anna Rockets right now, Chuck. A runaway express.
National Trail has played a great basketball game, but they've never played a team that runs like this. I mean, you give them a half a step and they're by you.
Have you ever seen a club, Chuck, in Division III, so this guard heavy, so guard talented?
No, they're absolutely guard talented. I mean, we haven't seen Murray.
Right. Masteller's free throw a little strong. 61-48, Anna by 13. Swish on the second, 1 of 2, right for Isaiah.
And I just heard a National Trail fan behind us said we just ran out of gas, and that is exactly what happened.
Yes, it just close to empty for National Trail. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter, 62-48, Anna. Trail needs 3-pointers, 2 or 3 of them real quickly. Here's 1 in the air. Woodall downtown, way short. Long rebound, Anna. 2-on-2, Stewart. Herky-jerky in the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound, Masteller. Good, wise decision. He circles back out on top. Hand off to Leininger. 3 minutes left. Leininger's fouled. 1-1 for Isaac. Woodall picks it up. Trail frustrated now. 62-48, Anna. Amazingly, 21 points first quarter for Trail. Only 27 over the last three.
Yeah, they've only scored three here in the fourth quarter.
Isaac Leininger with the 1-1 for the Rockets. Or is it a two-shotter, Chuck?
No, it's 1-1.
He missed it strong. Rebound down to Leal. Here comes National Trail. Woodall 30 feet away. Woodall gives it up to Everman. Near steal, but Finkenbein overplay out high, busted it up, ball went out of bounds.
Well, he is known for his passing and his three-point shooting, but he's been outstanding defensively since he's been on the floor.
Ball will be inbounded by National Trail at the timeline. It goes on the play to Harrison. Harrison fakes right, goes left down the lane, fouled. Somebody latched onto his arm. A couple of free ones here. And that's got to be the objective now of National Trail. Drive, drive, drive. Make points with the clock stopped by going to the line. Harrison is there with two.
Definitely fouled him. Not sure it was a shooting foul, but
Harrison 3 of 5 on the day. That foul shot is long, hits the back rim, pops way up in the air, and plummets right down through. 62-49, Anna. 2:39 left, fourth quarter. Second shot, Cameron Harrison arches it. Swish. 62-50. Anna by a dozen. Hulskamp back on the floor. Harrison rides him. Ball thrown to Finkenbein, right corner. Anna spreads it. Hulskamp's got a lane down the middle. Baseline left, Stewart misses the 15-footer. Not sure that was the shot you need. Rebound Trail, knocked out by Hulskamp. Riley tried to sell it. Anna ball. Referee is on it. He sells it. Trail ball. Good call. 2:23 left here in the fourth. 62-50 Anna. Anna was up a moment ago. 62-48. Here comes Colton Toms down the floor for Trail. 30 feet away, Harrison. Spin move, foul line. Backs up, fades, got it, 17-footer. Timeout, Coach Harrison. 10-point game, stranger things have happened. Four in a row by Trail, 62-52, Anna, 2:11 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Well, Chuck, ever since the end of the first quarter, Anna has outplayed National Trail with the termination and speed.
Well, it's been speed. They're outrunning. They're outrunning them down the floor. They're getting their fast breaks when they want them. But National Trail, boy, I'll tell you what, I would take Zach Woodall. He could play for me any day of the week.
National Trail fan just asked me what is Anna's record. Maybe no more than one loss, right? Well, Anna's lost four. Two of those.
Yeah.
Two of those came
real early
when Anna was taken off the shoulder pads. Rockets dropped two of the first three. One to Fort Loramie on the road. Fort Loramie played very well and thumped the Rockets. Other setback at New Bremen. Anna would love to have played that one a week or two later. And then setbacks later in the year to Ottoville and Minster. No shame in those. Foul on National Trail at the timeline. As
the last 1-1.
Trail wrestled for the ball, tried to jerk it away from Hulskamp. He was wrapped up. He's at the stripe. 1-1 for him. It's McCain Finkenbein, Bixler, Hulskamp, Stewart on the floor for Anna. 1-1, Riley.
Leininger, the fifth player out there. Swish on the free throw. And for National Trail, Wyatt House is in off the bench. She could be the designated fouler. Michael Leal on the court. Harrison, Woodall, and Wethington. Both free throws. Uhlskamp dead center. 12-point lead, Anna. 1:56 left here in the game. Woodall, forecourt left. Picked up by Leininger. Left corner, Wethington. Now Woodall nearly charges. He scurries into the lane. Around one man, two. Missed the shot. Got the rebound back. Laid it through. Fantastic game for Woodall. Backcourt foul against National Trail. Harrison flopped. Tried to bait the referee into a charge. Uhlskamp with the double bonus now.
Number 21.
Minute 38 to go. Ann up 10, 64-54.
7 of 8, Riley, from the free throw line.
There you go. That's been Anna's trademark the last couple years. Splendid free throw shooting, especially in the fourth quarter when it's been brilliant the last two campaigns. And Uhlskamp pumps it up and in. 65-54, Anna. Two straight years, Chuck. Anna foul shooting fourth quarter better than 75%. Between 70 and 75 on the year. Free throw by Uhlskamp rolls all around, and it goes in. 66-54, Anna. Minute and a half to go in the game. Midcourt, Woodall. Woodall fakes left, goes right. Fall away, 18-footer, around and out. Stewart, gigantic rebound to Leininger. Leininger to midcourt, and he's lassoed from behind. Foul committed by Michael Leal of Trail. A minute 23 remaining. Anna up a dozen, 66-54. Anna's grit and determination, plus team speed, eventually, Chuck, took the heart out of this Trail team.
Yeah.
Free throws, Leininger, up and in. Anna Rockets nearly automatic at the stripe in the fourth quarters of games. Excellent free throw shooting team. Second one for Leininger, trying to push the advantage back out to 14 to match the biggest spread of the day, and he does. 68-54, Anna. Minute 23 left. Here's Harrison in backcourt. Since the first quarter, Chuck, how many field goals for Harrison?
Harrison's got two.
Bixler on him, forced him to stop his dribble. Near side, Woodall. Long step back, 27-foot three-pointer. Fell down as he shot it. Rebound, Uhlskamp. He's hooked by Harrison in backcourt. Minute seven to go. Final score, Chuck, will wind up really a far cry from how competitive this game was.
It was a five-point game starting the fourth quarter.
Right.
And Anna stood up there and knocked down free throws.
And Anna got to the line early in the third quarter with a lot of two-shot fouls.
Yeah.
And that helped provide the separation. Anna Rockets drive the ball to the basket as well as any Division III team, maybe in the state. Minute seven to go, fourth quarter. 68-54, Anna. Uhlskamp back to the stripe, way short. Alligator armed that one. Again, Anna will move on to a regional semifinal. Second game on Wednesday at the UD Arena against the Dayton Stivers Cincinnati Taft victor. That game is tonight at Northmont. Second free throw, yes. 69-54, Anna. To midcourt, it is National Trail. Outside the arc on the right, Woodall. Behind the key, straight away, long three-pointer, arched up there from distance by Toms, hits the back iron, way up into the stratosphere, rebound into the arms of Stewart, Anna forecourt, 40 seconds left, Anna spreads it out, calls timeout. This game will belong to the home team, the white shirts, the Rockets, who sub freely.
Yeah, they're putting five new players in.
Keep in mind, we'll close it down quickly at the end of this webcast. Anna and National Trail and trek to Springfield for the Anna Girls Regional Championship against Cincinnati Purcell Marion. Tip-off at 3. Webcast time about 2:45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
tonight at 7:15, right back here at Butler. The Fort Loramie girls tangle with an upstart Cincinnati Country Day team, which promises to be a potent foe for the Lady Redskins tonight.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Let's see if they got that they can play four quarters with them, because it is just like a wave after wave after wave when you play Fort Loramie.
Yep, that's the factor. You've got to go 32 minutes, not two quarters, not three. Fort Loramie's depth usually gets you. Anna Rockets on the floor, running time, wholesale substitutions. We've got Isaac Ambus in.
He may kick a field goal.
Or I should say Zach Ambus, my mistake. Hands off to a teammate. It's Kovacs, who shoots from 15, short, no good. Kovacs on the floor now for Anna. Then Kovacs, Zach Ambus. Ball thrown baseline left. Jacob Robinson in. Baseline jump shot. The Nashville Trail blocked on the play by Robinson. 2 seconds, 1 second. There it is. It's over. Anna Rockets turn back a stubborn Nashville Trail team. 69-54. Anna victorious. I'll repeat, Anna's grit, determination, drive ability, and team speed were the difference. Cam Stewart, Isaac Leininger were excellent today for the Rockets, who pull away to win by 15. The final spread of 15, the biggest margin on the day. Anna was up only five entering the fourth and final quarter. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com. We've got you covered. Frisch is in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. That's Reese Meyering in Fort Loramie. In addition, gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, the In-Between just south of Botkins, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, vote jordansheriff.com. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will keep you moving forward. Chuck, a quick look at the numbers, leading scorers, and our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, Anna out-rebounded them 28-18, 7-3 on the offensive boards. Anna only turned the ball four times today. Nashville Trail turned it nine. Five of seven. 5 of 7 from the free throw line for Nashville Trail. 16 of 22 for Anna in the game. Individual scoring, Zach Woodall had 22. Cameron Harrison had 16 on the other side. 19 from Stewart, 16 from Leininger, 15 from Huelskamp. They just were a juggernaut. That trio, and Bixler ended up with 8. Clancy's players of the game for Anna is going to be Stewart, and it's going to be Huelskamp. He gets a little bit of a nod over Leininger because besides scoring 15, he did a nice job on Harrison after that first quarter.
Yep.
And for Nashville Trail, I'm going with Zach Woodall, as good a post player as I've seen play basketball this year.
Indeed. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies
activities at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And a big thank you so much in Sydney to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. We've got you covered. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, the Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick, continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Big win for Anna, 69-54 over a stubborn National Trail team here at Vandalia Butler this afternoon.
Well, they were better than I thought they were going to be, quite honestly. I mean, not that I don't give the cross-county teams credit, but you just never see a real powerhouse. That's a really good basketball team.
It sure is. And Anna had to play exceedingly
yes, they
well.
Did.
Exceedingly well over the last three quarters to pull this thing out. Final tally, 69-54. Anna Rockets on the floor receiving their district championship hardware. Presentation of the team trophy coming up in just a moment. Keep in mind now, we'll go offline until about 2:30 or so. You'll hear some Van Halen. That's our introduction. Then our pre-recorded game open at about a quarter to three this afternoon. Then a live pregame in advance of the tip between Anna and Cincinnati Purcell Marion. It's the girls' D3 regional championship from Springfield. Tip-off at 3. For Chuck McBee on Scores, Stats, On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Vandalia Butler, where the Anna Rockets have turned aside National Trail 69-54.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.